This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. lawmakers in the House of Representatives will vote this week on the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has the story.
Minority Whip Steve Scalise says this is a Soviet-style impeachment process. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will wait and see.
See if it passes, frankly, the smell test of providing the kind of due process protections that the president and his team are certainly entitled to.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is tired of the complaints from President Trump.
Sometimes you wonder how low this president can go, but he keeps getting lower and lower.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says Democrats are trying to put a cloak of legitimacy around the impeachment process.
They can't fix it. The process is broken. It's tainted.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The House impeachment inquiry is scheduled to hear from two State Department Ukraine experts on Wednesday, a day after a Ukraine expert on the National Security Council staff, security staff that is, told the House impeachment inquiry that he was so concerned that President Trump urged Ukraine to investigate his political opponents that he alerted his superiors. Sagar Magani has more.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Venman is an Iraq veteran, wounded in combat. He also came to the U.S. as a toddler from the former Soviet Union, and some Trump allies are using that in questioning his loyalty.
That was despicable. I think it's despicable.
Those people who are questioning his patriotism are the ones whose patriotism truly should be questioned.
Senate Democrats Chuck Schumer, Bob Menendez, and Mazie Hirono shortly after Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell stayed out of it.
I'm not going to question the patriotism of any of the people.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA.